This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave.
Now from debt to debit. New York's attorney general said Wednesday that he's investigating the use of payroll debit cards by companies. He sent letters to several companies that pay people with a payroll debit card instead of a paper check or direct deposit. More than 4.5 million American men and women get paid this way now. It's cheap and convenient for the companies, but for the people getting paid, maybe not so much. The National Consumer Law Center in Boston has been researching this trend. We're joined now by that organization's managing attorney, Lauren Saunders. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Payroll debit cards are kind of a new concept to me. How common are they?
They're becoming increasingly common. Everybody's trying to get rid of paper and paper checks in this new era of everything electronic. And payroll cards, when done right, can be a win-win for both the employer and the employee, as a fast and convenient way of getting people their pay.
Well, there are these bank fees associated with them, though. So what are the usual ones?
That's right. They can come with a variety of fees. A well-designed card can be completely free. In fact, there's actually legal requirements that employees have to be able to get their pay free and clear of fees. But if you're not careful, depending on the card, there can be fees if your card is denied and you try to use it and there's not enough money on it. There can be a fee if you want to find out your balance at an ATM. There could be a fee if you don't use it for a couple of months, and there could be a fee for asking for a check to cash out the card when you're done with it. And some of the fees that concern us most, there are some cards that even have overdraft fees, which really makes no sense on a payroll card. That's something like a debit card that if there's no money on it, then it should simply be denied and you shouldn't have to pay a $25 overdraft fee. But some of the cards will offer people what they call overdraft protection. And if you agree to that, if you use the card and you don't have enough money on it, you could be hit with a $25 fee for something that could simply be denied for no fee. And so it's something that people really need to pay attention to. And we really hope employers will not offer those sorts of fees on their cards.
Well, private employers aren't the only ones who use these prepaid debit cards to distribute money. In a number of states, I know, including here in California, some federal benefits are also administered with these cards, like disability or family medical leave. Even unemployment benefits can be paid out this way. Why did the states decide to go this route?
Basically, because it's more efficient for them. It's cheaper than mailing out paper checks and dealing with the checks that don't get cashed or get lost. And, you know, if the card is designed well, it can be better for the consumer, especially somebody who doesn't have a bank account. We think it's always preferable to have direct deposit into your own bank account that you've chosen rather than to be given a card that does come with a variety of fees. But for people who don't have bank accounts, a direct deposit to a prepaid card can be a good thing, but some of the cards are better than others.
Well, what laws are there on the books to protect employees getting paid with these payroll debit cards?
Well, federal law prohibits an employer from requiring you to use a payroll card. They cannot require you to have an account at a particular bank or a card at a particular bank as a way of getting your wages. You have to be given a choice, and that choice may be direct deposit to your own bank account. Some states also require you to have the option of a check or cash. Federal law also on payroll cards protects you if there are unauthorized charges on the account or if you need to see your transactions. There are some federal protections. For general prepaid cards, they don't have quite the same protections, although the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is working on making that more uniform.
Well, let's say you go with the payroll debit card. Are there strategies to avoid the fees? For instance, should you keep the money on the card and use it as a debit card, for instance, at the grocery store or wherever?
Yes. I mean, using the card as a debit card, you know, makes a lot of sense. It's safer than walking around with a lot of cash in your pocket. And you can make internet purchases and purchases over the phone, just like with any Visa or MasterCard. Certainly, some people need cash, and you need to make sure you know the rules for how many times you can go to the ATM after each paycheck and which ATMs to go to. There may be other ways. You can ask for cash back if you go to the supermarket or to a big box retailer. And you can usually walk into a bank or a credit union, go up to the teller, and get cash that way as well.
Now, you just said that it's against the law for the employer not to give you a choice in how to access your money. What if they don't? What recourse do you have?
Well, you should complain to your employer, of course. You could tell your story to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or contact the Attorney General in your state.
Lauren Saunders is a managing attorney with the National Consumer Law Center. Thanks for taking the time, Lauren.
Thank you.